There is much about magic you will never understand.
I cannot imagine you'd wish to see a subject as loyal and dedicated as Lydia so pained.
I may have gone too far with that one. I need to be sweet, to be good. That's the only way any of this will work. The Queen arches a brow.
Your sister made the bargain of her own free will, while of sound mind.
There's only one more question, the one that plagued me like the wind on that February night, and she's the only one who can answer it. Was she there, in the other world?
The Queen lets out a long breath.
No, that door has been locked for 400 years.
Something like sadness flashes in her dark eyes. It's drafty in the throne room, but that's not why my heart feels like ice. Fairies can't lie. It's something I loved most about the stories when I was little, but I hate it now. Hate it because I know she's telling the truth, and I don't want to accept it. If Lydia wasn't in the other world, that means the police were right. She really was just another runaway who didn't care enough about me not to leave me behind.
What about Prince Bram? I ask, somewhat desperately. She shakes her head.
A special case. Doors are funny. Sometimes they only open one way.
It's more information than I thought she'd give, but it doesn't make it any easier to accept. Queen Maw looks down at me from her throne, her back to its stony mask.
What are you most afraid of, Ivy Benton?
I think for a moment, then answer truthfully. Failing my family.
Queen Maw leans back and takes a breath.
I could help you.
But she can't.
Not really. Not when what I want is revenge. And she is the one to blame for Lydia's ruin.